From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show. Ready to
go. Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
Deep time for the DMs.
What do we got in the DMs today, darling Deepa? I just thought I'd throw another D in there. You know what I mean? Shut up.
Oh, never mind. Right. I don't like. I don't know how to respond.
Wow. Yeah,
Deepa, don't say anything, okay?
Wow.
I'm so sorry.
Yo.
It's okay. Apology accepted. Oh. Ed wrote in and said, "Hi, Deepa and company. This is mainly a question for you as a foodie, but of course, the rest can chime in. What is a food that you absolutely hate that everyone else loves?"
Oh,
easy.
Oh, Shem's so itching many. to answer.
Yeah.
Nutella, garbage.
Shut up, man.
And poutine. I hate poutine. Or poutine.
Oh, my God.
Hate it. Gross.
No, we could never hang out outside of this show.
No.
Even
no.
though we have a couple of times. But I'll never invite you.
never hang out again.
No, I'll never go for poutine or poutine.
No. I like bananas. Ugh. To me, the sight and sound and smell of somebody eating a banana when I just want to vomit. Mm.
Really?
Mocha, you know that Mocha found out I don't like bananas, and Mocha hasn't eaten a banana in this room in 13 years?
Yeah, and I bring
I bring
bananas to work.
He just doesn't eat them.
And I'll eat them like in the hall.
Yeah,
I'll go in the hallway.
That's what kind of great guy he is.
Or I'll eat the banana before Roz gets to work.
Yep.
Or I'll wait till after the show when Roz leaves.
It's when somebody takes a bite of a banana. It's what they do with the banana once it's in their mouth, where they just like smush it around and grind it down with their
tongue. It's called chewing.
No, it's not. People know chewing a banana is a different thing
because of the sound.
It's all the mushiness and the sound. And like, ugh.
Well, wait, hold on, Deepa. So you are the foodie. What's your answer? Because you eat a lot of stuff, a lot of different things, right?
I absolutely hate avocados.
Huh.
I can't handle the texture of it. It's like it's the same thing, kind of like a banana. Like it's too smushy and it just feels weird in your mouth. Like I can't, like, you know, people like take a spoon and eat it. I can't do that for the life of me.
I love avocados.
So.
No, I always find that anytime avocado comes on something, they always put too much.
Oh.
Right? Like if you get avocado on a sandwich, it's way too much avocado, and then you hold it and everything comes squishing out the back.
I know.
Right? Like, no, thank you. So avocado, what else? Because people do love avocado. They're very expensive too, by the way.
I think that's my main one. My main one for sure. Because I know everyone's like, oh my God, avocado toast. Have you had it?
Avo toast is what it's called, Deepa. Sorry. Yeah. Yes.
Sorry. Avo toast.
Thank
I should
you.
Know that as a foodie.
Yes, you should.
What else we got today, Deepa?
I love this one. This is so confusing. War Same J, I think that's how you say it, says Mocha, Deepa, and Shem all say they are Guyanese, but only Shem identifies as black. How is that possible?
You want me to take this one, Shem?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Please, go ahead.
Wow. You're killing it on a deep dive today. I love it. I love it. Yeah, go ahead, Ross.
No,
Shem?
Well, I think the thing to remember is that Guyana has many different cultures and people. You've got people who are of South Asian descent, people who are of black descent. Mm-hmm. So that's why, you know, I identify as black and Mocha and Deepa do not.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Whereas for Deepa and I, our ancestors came from India before they hit Guyana.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Can I share a story about this?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, if you ever look at History Forest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember
They didn't go on vacation and love it.
No.
Right?
It wasn't like a life-changing.
No.
For those reasons.
No.
No.
No, definitely not. But when I was in high school, I had one of my close friends now. We were in class and he was like, so Deepa, I don't understand. Like, how are you not black? And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, oh, you're from Guyana. And I was like, yeah, but like, I just don't understand your reasoning. And he pulled out a map, okay? And he was like, well, if you look at it here, Guyana is actually closer to Jamaica than it is to India. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, do you know how immigration works? And he was like, oh, I guess that's fair. And I was like, okay, I can see why people are confused, but yes, we are different races for sure.
Roz, anything to add?
No, I think it's best. Me and Maury are gonna sit this one out,
yeah?
Right?
Okay.
Like, yeah, me, you know, me and Maury don't got a whole lot to say during.
Well, you know,
this
I
one.
Think it's probably a good time to thank everybody for sending in DMs.
Yes.
We'll wrap it up right now. Yeah. Keep sending them in.
You know, I'm gonna
talk about
it every day. What do they say? I'm gonna use this opportunity to listen.
Yes. There you go. Right. Done. Good job.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
All right, DM time. Hello, Deepa.
What do we got in the DMs today, Deepa?
Oh, I really like this question from Sarah. Sarah said, what are everyone's career goals now? Like, Roz has his book, but what about the rest of you now?
Oh, interesting. Okay. Mocha, why don't we start with you?
Career goals?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm living my dream already.
Okay.
Doing this show.
Yeah.
My goal has remained the exact same from day one.
Right.
Is for this show to become like the biggest and best show in Canada.
But much like me writing a book, do you have something else that you would like to do simultaneously while achieving that other goal?
You know, I think it might be a little too late for me because I'm just so deep into this show.
Yeah.
I've always thought of like doing something on TV.
Really, huh?
Yeah. Some sort of hosting.
That's never too late. I mean, if you said NHL goalie, I'd be like, meh, yeah, you're probably too old. You know what I mean? But like,
well, no, that I agree with,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
Because NHL, you start when you're 18,
yeah,
you retire at 32.
Yeah, man. Maury, any other career goals?
And more acting.
Oh, more acting. Like you want, would you like more bit part acting as
Absolutely.
You do now, or more you would like to be a star of a show?
No, just the bit part stuff. Want to do more of that.
More of
have
that.
A great agent.
Okay.
Shout out to Alex.
Shem, busy guy.
I've always wanted to be on a soap opera.
Oh.
I know that sounds strange, but I've always wanted to be on one.
Maybe you and Maury could be brothers on one.
There you go.
Yeah.
Shem and the Restless. Is what
yes.
I can say, right?
Shem and the Restless.
I'm telling you, no. It goes back to the name I always say for Shem and I.
Which is what?
Cookies and Cream.
Oh yes. Oh,
there you go.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Please. Now, are you cops or surgeons? Deepa, anything else that you would like to do aside from this?
I kind of want to get into more gaming, and I recently started that because I love Formula One. I have the Formula One game, so I've been playing that on Xbox, and I've been posting like progression videos on TikTok, and I have like an F1, like a separate account on social for those things.
Yeah, no offense,
and,
you still suck.
I've actually. Okay, come on. I've been showing progress.
I'm just kidding.
No,
okay,
game.
I will say from the first video I saw, your first time playing, right? You were a disaster. Uh-huh. You know that. You've said that, right?
Yeah.
But the other videos that I've seen, yes, you are getting a little bit better with handling the vehicle on the track.
Thank you. Yes, and I've been getting requests from people to start Twitch streaming
and
do like open lobbies so fans can play. So I think I want to get into that. Like,
yeah?
I just need to focus on that for a little. Wow. Yeah, it would be so fun.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, great.
What else we got today, Deepa?
Okay, Patrice wrote in and said, "Do you all remember what the most stressful part of your wedding was?"
Yeah, Maury.
Oh, that was
right? That was
even
very
still
stressful.
To this day, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
Because there's people that don't know secrets. I barely remember mine. It was very stress-free. But I imagine that weddings do cause a lot of stress. What was the stressiest part of your wedding, Mocha?
I think because I come from a huge Guyanese family, where if we wanted to, we could invite hundreds upon hundreds of family members. Because once you invite this uncle and aunt, then that uncle and aunt have to come. And then there's cousins and this and that. But because Jen and I paid for the wedding ourselves, we limited the guest list. It was including her and I. It was 99 people.
Yeah.
So I think the biggest stress was having to tell people that it was a very small, intimate wedding.
Right.
And we couldn't do like a big thing to invite.
That's a tough conversation to have.
To invite other family members.
Yeah.
And to this day, and I've said this before, to this day, there are still family members who are upset that they weren't invited to the wedding.
Right.
Because they saw the pictures after and saw how lit it was.
Did they still send you a gift?
Nope. Well, they did not.
Oh.
How about you, Diva? Because you guys, you guys, like a year in now. Right? And you had like a big, it was like a 3-day wedding ceremony, right?
Yeah, it was kind of the same thing, but we lucked out because we got married during COVID. So we had that excuse of like, oh, you know, we have limited numbers.
Oh,
like,
so
there's
lucky.
Literally, we were so lucky. Like, we were so thankful actually that we had a COVID wedding for that reason.
Yeah.
So that was really stressful. Just combining traditions because we're an interfaith marriage. Mm. Also, my husband's from Pakistan, I'm from Guyana. So that was a hard thing, but I always. Like, actually, the most stressful part for me was the breakouts I was getting on my face. Oh, my God. I was so stressed. And I get, like, cystic acne when I'm stressed. And I remember it was, like, 3 or 4 days before the wedding. And I had this massive, like, welt right on my cheek. And it was huge. And it was one of those... This is, again, too gross, but, like, you know the ones that don't come to a head and you can squeeze out all the pus?
Ugh!
Like, it's just hard, right? Like, it's just...
A lurker, right? Like, you feel it under
girl,
there.
Girl! Yeah. Let me tell you.
Exactly.
The week leading up to my wedding, right? I got one on my right cheek, right? But it wasn't like a pimple. It was called, and I had never heard this word before, it was called a carbuncle.
A carbuncle?
Hold on.
Googling. Well,
remember, we talked about that because you had it during the show.
Yeah, it was during the show.
Right.
And it was the week leading up to the wedding, and I had it on my right cheek. And the day of the wedding, it was still there. It wasn't as noticeable.
Oh, my God. Ew.
Oh.
Sorry. Ew. Yeah.
So, okay. Thanks, guys. So
you had this on your face? How am I still working with you after that?
Shut up, man. That's so not nice. You guys are mean. Come on, man.
A carbuncle is a cluster of boils. Okay, is there, like, come on, man. Like, is there a grosser way to describe anything? Okay. A carbuncle is a cluster of boils, painful pus-filled bumps that form a concentrated area of infection under the skin.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she's still married you, huh? That Jen is
a real one, Roz.
Right? That your wife is. Why am I the only one applauding? Come on, people. Okay.
Guys,
We're clapping very quietly.
Okay. Yeah. Did you put makeup on it at your wedding?
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
Jenna's makeup artist had to
touch you up
some
a little
stuff,
bit.
A lot of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway.
Okay, cool.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Thanks for all your DMs. I don't know why. Out of all the DMs we've ever done, this one hurts the most.
Sorry.
Carbuncle. Shut up. We'll do this again tomorrow.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
Here we go. DM time, y'all.
Deepa, what do we have in the DMs today?
Carrie wrote in and asked, curious, would you ever consider the idea of bringing in your significant others to run the show one morning?
God, thank God.
I guess.
What? Hold on.
Oh, what?
Wait, before we answer your question, Deepa, what did you think?
No, I thought
she was going to say.
Well, no, because I didn't want to sit here and have a conversation about bringing like anybody's significant other into anything. You know what I mean?
Oh, Lord.
Right? It's not for me. That's not for me. I'm not that guy.
I'm not
that guy.
Yeah.
Right?
So the answer for that is no.
No.
I think that goes for everybody. But to come in and run the show, like, without us here?
I guess.
You know what's crazy?
It wasn't specified. But,
you know what's crazy is that years ago when we started this show, when I would be off traveling for ET Canada, when we started this show, Catherine would come in and do the show if I was gone.
Yeah. She would co-host.
Wait.
Yeah. Catherine
the
came
entire
in.
Entire show.
Yeah. Catherine would come in and co-host. The entire show. She was like a Roxy was still a baby. Like Catherine had like all these new mom stories and everything else. But if I was away, if I had to travel, Catherine would come in and fill in for me on the show.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Did she like it?
She loved it.
Of course she did.
Yeah.
It's a fun job.
She loved it.
I mean, I don't know about a would they want to do a whole show together, think?
We've talked about this before, the idea of, in the past of having, Catherine Jenna and Dammit Matthew,
and now the law.
And do something. And right? Now, and now that's a full show, right? That's a full show. But, you have to know, if they were able to just, create a show, I think it might be fun. But really, I'm not interested in listening to the four of them just talk about us. Right? To me, that's just not,
that's exactly what would happen.
You know what I mean? Right?
That's exactly.
And after that show, I don't know if Matthew would ever go home. Yeah. Right? I think that he may have a come to Jesus moment where he's
Matthew's moving on with Jenna and I.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I don't Do the show. Do the show.
What else we got today, Deepa?
Okay, just bear with me. This is a little bit of a long one, but I personally like this one. So Rosalind wrote in and said, hello, Deepa. I have a funny story I think you can roast the guys with. So I started listening to the Roz and Mocha podcast about a year and a half ago when they launched in Timmins, Ontario. My 13-year-old daughter spots the advertisement of the guys on the billboard, and she says, Mama, you know those guys you listen to? Yeah, well, I don't know how to say this. They aren't much to look at. And then she goes on to say, no, honey, they aren't. That's why they are on the radio. And now you need a new billboard. We need something pretty to look at. So, Deepa, wear that crown, girl. You look amazing.
I did not know that the people of Timmins, Ontario were that mean.
Wow. It's not. I don't blame them.
Oh, you blame the mom?
No, I blame Deepa.
Oh,
how?
Why would I want to hear this? What is it? What response am I supposed to have to this comment now?
Sorry, we're ugly.
I'm kind of hoping that's what the words were going to come out of your
first mouth. First of all, okay. I'm like a Timmins 12. Okay.
Bro, someone's
going to
kick us out.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. No.
We love you, Timmins. We love you, Timmins.
No. If Timmins is coming for me, I'm coming for Timmins. Okay? I'm a Timmins 12. Okay. I'm a god in Timmins.
Okay.
Let's just facts, right? Straight facts. Okay? Okay. Take that for whatever it is. Okay. Thank you very much.
Remember, this is a 13-year-old girl that said this, so there's no reason to go after the whole of Timmins.
Well, listen, if you're gonna write us and represent, you're gonna get treated like you represent. You know what I mean?
And unfortunately, this will be the last time our show
Timmins, Ontario. No. I love Timmins. I love Timmins. Right? You know me. Come on. I love Timmins.
As a Timmins 12?
As a Timmins 12. I would do very well in Timmins. Why wouldn't I love Timmins? Right? You know what I mean? Yeah. I decide to move to Timmins. They find the person who lives in Timmins who has the biggest house, and they just give it to me.
Okay.
Right? That's what? Seriously.
We're working on something. That's what we can say, Timmins. We are working on a new campaign, and hopefully you like it. Hopefully you like the new billboards.
Sure, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do.
It'll simply just above Roz's head. Yeah. In Timmins only, it'll say a Timmins 12.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Be proud.
Yeah.
Represent.
Oh my God.
Thank you for all of your DMs. We talk about them every day, so keep sending them in. Keep sliding into our DMs. Thanks, Deepa.
No problem.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
Thank you for all of your DMs that you send in to us. Because of that, we talk about them on the show every single day. Shem is here filling in for Deepa, who is off today. Hello, Shem.
Hello.
So, what's going on?
What do you got in the DMs today, Shem?
First question comes from Frank. Frank says, question for Maury. If you were offered Roz's job, so the show would now be called the Maury and Mocha Show, would you take it?
No.
Okay, first of all, it would not be called the Maury and Mocha Show. Hold on, Frank as in Frank J. Sherman? Is this your dad sliding into the DMs asking
questions?
Could
very well be. He has a lot of time on his hands.
Yeah, I don't think that, I think that they're asking the wrong question to the wrong person. I think that the question should be, if Maury was offered Roz's job, would Mocha stay? I think that that's the question. Okay, but we'll read the question again, Shem. Read the question again.
All right, the question is, if Maury were offered Roz's job,
yes,
then the show would be called the Maury and Mocha Show.
Sounds great to me.
Would he take it?
And I said no.
You would not.
Why?
I much prefer being, out on the streets, like the reporter kind of thing, jumping in once in a while. I am not as good as you guys doing a whole bunch of talking. and like, you know, keeping interest for that long. Like, I zone out quickly.
Yeah. Seeing the size of Mocha's house, though, right, Moore?
I know, and trust me, I could use the money.
Yeah.
I'm just admit, I you asked if I would take it, and I said, like, because I know I'm not as good.
But here's my thing, though, is why not take an opportunity like that, even if you fail? Like, why not? That's that I think is the thing that you need to get over.
Because I think failing sucks.
Failing does suck, but failing is also wonderful.
Oh, for sure. But I think this late in my age, I'm not up to failing.
Why not?
Because I should have failed earlier.
Yeah,
it's too late to fail.
But no, it's never too late to fail. Believe me, it's never too late to fail. Believe me, I think that you need to do things with I think that you always in your life need to risk failure.
For sure.
I really do.
Listen, 50-year-olds fail all the time. It's fine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Wow. That hurts. Yeah. That hurts. No, man, I would say, Maury, I would say that, first of all, like, hold on a second here. When that question happened, mm-hmm. if I was offered my job, like I'm gone at this point.
Yeah,
like, it's
gone.
Not like they're looking to replace me.
No, you're just out.
Right. I'm
like,
out.
You're out. Like, okay. Where are you?
That's oh, it. Okay. Yeah, at one of my houses.
Come on, Maury,
work on that
dream. Come on, Maury. What else we got today, Sean?
All right. Megan asked a good question here. She says, when is the last time you felt nervous being on the radio and why?
Oh, easy for me when I announced my book.
Oh, back in April.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I was hella nervous that
day.
Why
were you nervous?
Because nobody knew. Right.
Yeah.
I had spent at that point, I had spent, you know, just 2 years just in my own head writing this. And at that, up to that point, it wasn't really real.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because I hadn't told anybody. So it was still sort of like this weird thing that only belonged to me. Like it didn't exist in any sort of world. And then as soon as I had to announce it, it's like everything just became super real in that moment. And I was crazy nervous. Not too nervous to perform or not too nervous, whatever,
sure.
but too nervous to sort of, you know, articulate what I wanted to get through with the book that
yeah.
day. And I was very nervous.
When you were writing the book, did you tell, I can't remember if I asked this question before or not.
Yeah.
Did you tell Catherine that you were going to write the book and then you started, or had you already started and then
no.
it was like, hey, by the way, I'm writing a memoir.
She was there the entire process from
yeah.
the, like, cause I met my agent in like the process for me started in November, 2019.
Mm.
That's when I met my agent.
Yeah.
That's when I got the agent. And then
okay,
I, and
so
then
she knew
everything.
Okay.
She read like the first thing I ever wrote, like even my notes that I had, because I had just been taking notes
mm-hmm.
and I just sent her all my notes
aww.
To just like go over my notes. So she knew everything.
Yeah. And at
yeah.
what point did Roxy, your daughter,
mm-hmm.
know? Same thing, like in and around
early
the same
on,
time?
Yeah, early on. Didn't really know what it was about. She knew it was like a memoir,
mm-hmm.
But she still doesn't really know what it's about.
Well, we're all
yeah.
looking forward to it. September 27th, A Little Bit Broken, pre-order at rosweston.com. Thank you, Shem. Keep your DMs coming in. We talk about them every day, and we'll do this again tomorrow.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
Shem is here to jump into the DMs, or he has been jumping into the DMs as Deepa is away today. Hello, Shem.
Hello.
What do we got in the DMs today, Shem?
Well, Sam wants to know, when was the first time we all felt like adults?
When I was a couple times. When I got my first job, I felt like an adult because that was responsibility.
Yeah.
So when I was 16, I think when I got my license, I felt like an adult.
Really, huh?
Yeah. But really, really adult was when I was 21 or 20 and I moved out of my parents' house and I moved to Calgary and lived on my own and had to survive on my own.
Fair enough.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. See, even when I went through that, when I was like living on my own and I had moved away, I still don't know if I felt like an adult,
really?
To be honest with you. Mm-hmm. No, because I didn't know what it meant to feel like an adult. Like I was older, like I was, you know, maybe 20 or something like that, 21. But I didn't really know like what it meant to be an adult. And I didn't understand like what responsibility comes with it. And I don't really know if I felt like an adult until years later, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Like
yeah,
maybe
like
when you and Catherine had Roxy?
No, I felt like an adult before then,
okay.
definitely, because I was in my 30s then. But I'm probably like, I really, realistically, probably didn't feel like an adult until I was well into my 20s, like
mm-hmm.
well into my 20s.
I lost the feeling of feeling like an adult.
Yeah.
When I left Calgary and had to move back at home with my parents.
Right. But see, to me, that would be like the crushing sort of realization of adulthood.
Oh, yeah.
When you are grown and you got to move back to your parents' basement.
And then I felt like an adult again when I moved out of the basement into my own apartment.
Yeah.
And then when I moved from the apartment back to my parents' place, it was just like,
you were up and down. That was a roller coaster of emotions that period. Damn it, Maury, when did you feel like an adult?
Three times. I guess when we signed the papers for the condo.
Yeah, bought our first house. That'll do it.
Yep, bought the car.
That'll do it.
And recently when we started working on our wills.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You feel like an old adult at that point.
Yeah, and then we're discussing like who's going to get this, who's going to get that, and
nobody I say, okay, what are the things you guys are arguing
nobody
about?
Wants your stuff,
and that's the thing. And I'm like, what about these like collector's books? And Matthew's like, no one wants that crap. Just donate it to the library.
Nobody wants your stuff, man.
Do you have in your will like other things that you're leaving to like your family members, like maybe like your younger brothers or anything like that?
Matthew's like, should we leave the car to Daniel and Kyle? I'm like, they'll think it's a joke.
The Yaris? The 2011 banged up, rusted out Yaris?
That would be like, oh God, now I gotta sell dead Maury's Yaris. Like, that's such a burden to put on people.
Man. Shem, what about you?
I lean to like when I got married.
Yeah.
Was maybe the first time that I felt like I was a real adult. Yeah, I'm gonna say when I got married.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That works. I think.
Oh,
a lot.
Yeah, I meant marriage too. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else we got today, Shem?
JT says, started listening to the show a few months back. Before seeing Instagram, definitely thought Mocha was an early 20-ish white kid.
Oh.
Well, early 20-ish, correct.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's not the first time I've heard someone say, hey, I thought you were a white guy.
Like you sound like a young white guy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, same. I get the same thing. I get called an Oreo before.
Oreo!
Black on the outside, white on the inside.
Come on.
Yeah, man.
That sounds racist. Is
it
that racist?
It feels a little racist.
It feels racist to me.
It's only racist like if you believe it to be.
Well, no, that's not true.
Don't
Maury.
Say that, Maury.
No.
How dare you?
I don't know.
No. Hey, Maury, whenever topics like this come up, just remove yourself. You've never once said the right thing.
Oh, Lord.
Never once have you said the right thing.
So, at this point, just to save everybody, thank you for all of your DMs. Keep coming in. We get them and we talk about them on the air.
I know,
okay, on the show. Thank you.
Yeah, you can believe this, right? You can believe this, right? Yeah, Maury, it's not. You know what I mean? Different rules.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5,
kiss925.com,
or download the Kiss 92.5 app.